Okay, let's do one on Luke, L-U-C, last name, middle name H-A-O, first name D-A-I. Date of birth is 11-17-31. This is a 92-year-old woman being evaluated today, or actually seen for face-to-face today with history of stroke, period. She has severe dense left-sided hemiplegia. She lives with her daughter, or her granddaughter, Wendy, who tells me that she's been having more arm pain, hand pain on the right side, and left spasm in the left elbow. She cries in spasm. She cannot straighten her hands or her elbow, period. She receives her nutrition through the PEG tube. She's total ADL dependent. PEG tube is clean. She looks very, very thin. She's total ADL dependent, as I said, and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. New paragraph. She has not been able to gain any weight. She has severe protein, calorie, malnutrition. She's no longer able to talk. She's Vietnamese in origin, period. Patient's daughter has been given both muscle relaxers and pain medication, but the family have refused to give it to the patient in the past, period. She has not had any urinary tract infections in the past month or two. I discussed the use of baclofen, which is a muscle relaxer, with her granddaughter, Wendy, and she promises that she'll try the baclofen as long as it's not something addicting. I told her that addicting medication is not a big deal for a 92-year-old woman who's dying in hospice, but nevertheless, she likes to avoid anything that's addicting. So we're going to start on baclofen, 5 milligram up to 3 times a day, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor given the natural progression of her disease. She most likely have less than 6 months to live, and with the history of end-stage CVA. Thank you.